I think it's a real collaboration because being a composer, writing a new piece, it's a collaborative process. So I write the music, but the piece is not finished until they play it. So it's a very special event where the magic comes alive for the first time.
Why a harp concerto?
This whole project came together because of a few things. First of all, I had worked with Bridget before, and she's a harp player who really is on a mission to expand the harp repertoire. The modern harp, I should say, is a fairly new instrument. It wasn't really invented until the turn of the century. So it has a repertoire of maybe 100 years. You compare that with the violin or the piano, which outlasts the harp by maybe 300, 400 years. So the repertoire for the harp is very limited, and so every harp player wants to have new pieces to play. There are only so many concerto written for harp. So I think it was her mission to find a composer she liked working with, and so it just happened so that we could have this collaboration together, and I knew about her, and she knew about my music, and just came together with the Alabama Symphony.
So, how would you describe this piece?
Well, it is a concerto that really expands what the harp can do. It is a work that combines a lot of different influences. The first movement references a much older instrument. It's a Thai zither. And I tried to recreate some of the melodies and then reconfigure the harp so it has that sort of combination to it. The second section is very, very slow and ruminative. And the third section is quite special because I actually ask the harp player to insert some paper on the bottom register. So it kind of turns it into a bass guitar sort of sound. So it's pretty, it really jams, and there's a mixed up tango in there, and it's really quite neat.
So how do you know when a piece of music is finished?
As far as like the creative process for me, it always is unfinished, to a certain extent, but you just have to tell yourself, okay, this is it. This is the double bar line, and I need it just there's a certain point that you just kind of know.
So as a composer, though, how do you go about finding your musical voice? Is it a constant evolution? Is it a static thing? Describe that for me.
That's a really good question. I think about that constantly. I travel a lot, so a lot of times, I find that through my journeys to different places. Recently, I went to the back roads of Yunnan province in China and visited minority groups and had them sing and dance for me, and that was quite inspirational. I traveled to Bali to play in a gamelan and tour in a gamelan, so that was very inspirational for me. So it can be as exotic as that, but it can also be day-to-day things too. I just completed a work for violin and a guitar, and I kind of have been listening to a lot of guitar, like jam music and heavy metal and things like that. And so, I mean, it's just keeping a very open mind as far as what's possible and just thinking about the process a lot.